Good morning. Welcome to the morning show with news from the Center Community Affairs. Today, we talk about the Salvation Army and in particular, the Red Kettle Drive that is underway now. I'm Ron Fruit, very pleased to be joined by J.B. Mueller, who is a ringer, we're going to say, for the Salvation Army. By golly, no, truer words were never said, my never friend. Said Welcome it. To the program.
Like when I'm ringing, they'll say, I said, there's a ringing in my head all the time. And my transfer to Florida didn't go through.
It didn't go through.
I was telling them Saturday, they're down there shaking in their shirt sleeves.
Well, it's sure good to have you here today. What an important time of year. But I think if we only think of the Salvation Army in November and December, we do the Salvation Army a disservice because you're here 12 months to serve, aren't you?
Yeah, we're here. I wish somebody put us out of business, but that's not going to happen. No, this is a catalyst for the whole year around because Salvation Army helps with so much stuff. And the thing is that there's lodging that we can do vouchers for, food, help with electricity bills when somebody gets behind. It's not a handout, it's a hand up. That's the way I like to put it. And so we do a lot of stuff. And we start in November. And after the first November, that means all the money that goes into the Red Kettle stays in our county.
Which is significant, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because our overhead is, I think there's some like 2% for administrative fees, but the rest goes right to the county.
This has been going on for a long time in our community and communities across the country. In fact, I think in some ways, Jay, the Red Kettle is one of the most recognizable symbols of the holiday season.
Yeah, it is. And we have two, what I call, we have stations, which we're at Walmart. And where the veterans, they'll ring the third and fourth, I think, this year, down at Walsh's, which is, you know, the veterans do a lot. And I asked Mr. Walsh, he said, you know, can they ring inside where they could be warm? And he said, that's fine. It doesn't bother me. And so I talked to the veteran and said, no, we'd rather be outside. We get more money that way. So, yeah, and there's so many groups out there that are... There's something about this Red Kettle that really people like to give to, especially the children. And that teaches them that they can do good for other people that are down and out. It's particularly hard this year because of inflation. And a lot of the subsidies are coming off as far as like food share cards and stuff like that. And people are getting hit pretty hard, so.
Your biggest need is volunteers, typically. Is that the case this year, Jay?
Yep. And what I've done, I've kind of mixed it up this year. I reached out to all the 4-H groups and the honor societies, both in Ithaca and Richland Center, and I booked them on Saturdays because that's what's most convenient for them. Fridays, I reserve for my most devoted following and stuff. But this year, the first time I've contacted the Boy Scouts, and they took up both doors for a Saturday. So it just, you know, overwhelms me that, you know, people would be this generous and stuff. But there's a lot of people behind the scenes that work with people that are in need. And I have a list of all the agencies in Richland Center where they can get help. If there is a real dire need, and this has happened last year, for somebody to need housing, we give them a voucher to stay overnight and, you know, get a shower and stuff. And then they'll be back on the road. We give them gas cards. And they'll be back on the road. And I tell them, I said, when you go back to California through each state, I said, seek out the Salvation Army and they will help you get back where you need to go.
But you also help after fires, don't you, Jay?
Yeah, we do. We generally, after the kettle is done and we get all that money, and then the people that donate during the year, that goes towards disaster. And most of the time, Salvation Army is a very quiet quiet organization. When there's a disaster, they're there. And actually, in Baraboo, they have a food truck. And when we had the, you know, the quote, 100-year flood twice in a row, they were there helping all the volunteers, feeding them, giving them water. And, they just, go above and beyond. And I do take in blankets and stuff, and we will get them to people when they're in need.
As you think about this current Red Kettle campaign, how many days will you be ringing, and how many people do you need at this point,
Jimmy? Well, at this point, I need quite a few, but I haven't done all of my calling yet, so I'm taking it one weekend at a time. I try not to get, I'll accommodate people when they want to ring and stuff. I told my son-in-law, I said, I got you down for 8 hours. He didn't thank me at all. Yeah, we need it, and we'll get that arranged. It all comes together. And like with United Givers, we petition them every year for donations, and they don't distribute those checks until in January. But the Salvation Army says, no, that still goes towards your county and your kettle. So we have that agreement. Quick Trip is also a partner's eye. We can't ring there, but they have the little counter kettles there. And I've got them pretty much all over town, the little red ones, and I put lights on them, But anyway, it's just, and we are the only ones that got heat. And Christy Doer, who's the head of it, she always tells them in the other county, down there in Arista Center, they got heaters down there. And they were on full blast this week, last weekend, so.
You got off to a cold start, didn't you?
Oh, it was, brutal. and the thing about it is people just gave and gave and gave. It's just like unbelievable. And the thing that's different this year, not a lot of change anymore. People don't carry change anymore. Usually the buckets would be full of, change, and then of course your dollars and then checks and stuff like that. But that's gone down. People are giving more paper money, which,
I guess that makes sense, doesn't it?
And the thing about it is, and some people, they don't have the money, and they'll put in a quarter or something like that, and I tell them, every quarter counts. Every quarter counts. Every penny counts. So.
But you've often said if we'd think ahead and allow the children in our family or our grandchildren or whoever we're with to be able to contribute to that Red Kettle,
yep.
It's a great teaching experience.
And the thing about it is, and then sometimes what I'll do, I'll pick a child out and I say, would you like to ring this bell once? Yeah. And then they'll ring and go, oh, you're a natural. I'll be getting a hold of you next year.
Do people bring their own bells, or do you provide them?
Oh,
when they
I provide all the bells.
Oh,
yeah.
You do.
Yeah, my wife and I have had quite a discussion about our basement, because our basement is full of kettles, bells, stands, But it's right there, and I put it away every year. But I've been told that maybe what we should do is go ahead and put them in storage, because what happened, they had one coordinator that passed away, and they didn't know where anything was at. And so I'm in the process of putting everything I've got on flash drives so that everybody's got the contacts list, they've got the money counts out, they get, everything. And then usually by the end of January is when I settle up and send all the information to the head office and stuff.
If someone wants to ring, do they sign up like for an hour shift, or how do you do it?
It's hour shifts, and you can sign up for as much as you want. Some of the older people now are only signing up for an hour, except for Jean Burkett. She signed up for two.
Good for her. Lead on, Jean.
And then I told her, I said, well, she says, who's my replacement? And I said, that'd be Phyllis Keller, who give a lot to this community, yeah. And stuff like that. And always write me a nice, generous check and stuff. So, but yeah, we got them. We got every age ringing and stuff. And all they got to do is just give me a call, and I'll get them signed up.
Is it typically on weekends? Are you doing Friday through Sunday, Jay?
No, we're restricted from doing ringing on the Sabbath. They won't allow that, mm-hmm. which is you know, fine. Fridays and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. Because what I do is I count cars in the parking lot at Walmart. Some people don't think I have enough to do. But I can tell when the crowd's going to, what is, isn't worth your stay because nobody's coming mm-hmm. in and stuff.
So 10 to 6 is really the magical time.
That's the magical time. That'll catch the people trying to avoid crowds and the after-work people and stuff. But all they got to do is give me a call at 647. Oh, don't forget the 608.
Right.
Oh, my phone just doesn't work. 608-647-3169.
Now, this weekend, do you have all your slots filled, or no, would you like to hear from someone?
I like to hear from someone. I've got some Saturdays open, I got some Fridays open. There's a lot of them that like to ring on Black Friday, and that's probably our biggest draw is that. But when it comes into the 1st of December, we have everything full. I mean, Walsers will be ringing with the veterans, the Boy Scouts will be on hand and stuff. So, and so... 4-H clubs, they're always good about taking up some slots, and what we can do, we can split them too, you know, put them on both ends mm-hmm. of the door. And so it's going very well.
So does anyone ever say, what do I do as a bell ringer? You know, are there things that, advice that you give, things that we should or shouldn't do?
Well, there are, if somebody has this is a religious organization. If they have a beef with the Salvation Army, we're just told to be polite. And, you know, we're not there to make a statement and stuff. But another thing, too, I tell them, they're going to ask where the money goes. And I said, you tell them it stays right here in our county. And so when somebody writes a check to us, that is, I make a copy of it and send it to Christy Dewar. And then... I have them right under Richland County, so it goes right to our county. And if they ask, I keep a record of all the people that I help through all the different agencies, and because with the Bridge of Hope, I'm under the Diocese of Milwaukee, Episcopal Diocese, and they like to see a report of how many people we help. We're almost into. Referrals. I do referrals for passages. You know, if somebody calls me with a need or help, I know where to go. I know where to send them. And
But as a bell ringer, is the most important word to remember, thank you?
Thank you. And and sometimes I tell them, hey, you got hot coffee there? Pour it on my shoes, would you? Or I'll say, is my feet still there? But yeah, thank you. You know, and wish them a Merry Christmas. Mm-hmm. Health and, you know, because, you know, it doesn't take a lot of stuff to be kind to people. And what they're doing, they're being kind to people that are less fortunate than them. That maybe their furnace broke down or maybe the car broke down. We had one lady that we helped with her electrical bills because she got sick. And so we worked with the utility office and got her all paid up and stuff. Now she's back to work. But it was just that little, you know, that something that happens in life that you just don't reckon for.
That's what you talked about, a hand up.
Hand up, not a hand out.
Well, I know that there are some people that would love to be able to give, but maybe don't have the means to. But if they have the time, they can be an incredible contributor mm-hmm. to Salvation Army.
Yeah, I've actually gone as far as working with people that have to do community service. And what I do is I have them ring the bell, and then I sign their papers to take to the judge and tell them that they've done community service. Mm-hmm. And now St. Mary's does that too. They will have their classes do community service. And so I take my grandson, Truman, and we volunteer at Uku Humane Society, which helps animals and people in need and stuff. So, yeah.
It's a way to learn, isn't it?
It's a very good way to learn that some people have a hard time. And it's just, and I'm actually helping a couple out now, formula and diapers. A tremendous cost. I mean, it's just like, but then I'll steer them to an agency that can get them help.
For, let's say that a person has an hour shift. Mm-hmm. My job is to stay there until the next person comes, right?
Yeah. There's always emergency numbers on the back of the, to tell people what to do in case somebody doesn't show. It happens. I mean, if they don't show up, then normally what they do, they can take the kettle over to the next station. And that way the kettles are protected and stuff. Although, you know, I got a real heavy lock on them.
But you do want the, obviously there are things that, I think you've thought those things through well.
Yeah.
You know, trying to keep making sure that people can just enjoy themselves and, mm-hmm. and take advantage of the goodwill of the season of those who are coming by.
Yeah. Well, and we've got a great bunch of, you know, we have a, we lose some every year, you know, like Pat Greeley used to be one of my best ringers and stuff, and Marilyn, and she passed on. So every year, you know, but
that's where you need some people to say, oh, I could do it this year and make a difference.
Make a difference. I mean, it's poverty is like rust. It never sleeps.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen its face. And this helps do good.
So, again, you need some this weekend. This is a real key time for you, then, isn't it?
This is our biggest. And normally what I do is I count both sides, you know, separately.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep them out separate. And actually, my son-in-law, who rang for 2 hours on the grocery side, but I had Gene Burkett and Phyllis Keller on the pharmacy side. They burnt almost twice as much money. But I have to caution Gene, don't chit-chat. We're here to do a job. She just dismisses me anyway. So,
but I do think those who do it feel a reward. It's not that they get paid, but they do receive rewards in other ways.
Ways, and also, too, I implemented where every time you ring, I throw your name in a hat, and you get a $50 gift certificate, you know, whenever you ring. Not, you know, it's a
random drawing.
Random drawing. And I get those gift certificates to the stores that, like Walsh's or Walmart, that bring us in a lot of money. So, and then normally what happens is that I'll call and say, well, guess what? You won $50. And you go, put it back in the pot.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah. But don't you think people feel good about what they've done when they complete a bell ringing show?
Oh, yeah. I know that if I ring, and I'm cutting back on ringing a little bit because I get cold awful easy. But anyway, yeah, it's very rewarding. And the thing about it is when we help out people, then you and they're so grateful. They're just so grateful. We have a giving community, and it's just awesome how much they give.
Is there anything else you'd like to be able to add about the Salvation Army's Red Kettle Drive for this holiday season, Jay?
Well, that's about it. And of course, I got to give a shout out to Richland County Bank that does all of our banking for us, and I get to drag the deposits.
That's a privilege, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And the thing about it is, and they said, "Will you count all this change?" I says, "Yes, I look through all the change because up in La Crosse, there's a guy who pops in some very valuable coins." And so I keep an eye on that.
We hear those stories across the country every so often, mm-hmm. don't we?
Yeah. They'll drop something in and then they'll take a look at it and they find out the coin's worth thousands of dollars and stuff. So, but, and we're kind of in a off area. Most of the main stuff for Salvation Army is in La Crosse and Madison. So, but we're here.
Well, and able to use those funds locally?
Yep.
To serve mm-hmm. local people. That's one of the most important things we can remember. You put something in that red kettle in Richland County, it stays in Richland County.
It stays in the county. And the reason that that happened is a gentleman up in, I forget what county it is now, passed away and left everything to the Salvation Army. But he didn't designate it for the county. So when it did, well, it went for disaster relief is where it wants to and stuff. So, but
if you want to look up in disaster relief, Salvation Army receives very high marks.
Oh yeah,
you know, for using money in a responsible and respectful way.
And the The comparisons come. I'm not knocking any of the other charities. They do what they do. We do what we do. And our CEO, I think, gets something like, I don't know. He gets a house. But that's just normally what they do. You know, that's what they're put on earth to do.
Well, best wishes. I hope the season is good. Again, somebody could give you a call at 608-647-3169. Leave a message if we need to and a phone number so you can get back to us.
And I will get back to them as soon as I I have played my message at the table and Jane goes, oh, boy, here we go.
Hey. Well, more messages mean more ringers, and more ringers mean more good times.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You betcha.
Good. Well, if anyone really wants to know, the weather this weekend's going to be a whole lot better than last.
I mean, them heaters are going full blast.
Oh, I can believe it.
And, of course, Jean brings her little stool, and then she has her daughter Kitty there. So, but great resources. I mean, to see that gamut of age from 95, 96 years old down to all the 4-H and stuff people.
It's a good thing, isn't it?
It's a strong thing.
Sounds good. Well, best wishes. You mentioned your other aspect. You call it Bridge of Hope?
Bridge of Hope, yeah.
Yeah. How are you doing with that, Jay? That's something that you personally started,
yeah, I started that. I started that because what happens is that people, if they get share cards, which is, you know, and they're cutting back on them, and they can buy certain things, but they can't buy any personal items. We're talking paper towels, toilet paper, shampoos, soaps, diapers, you know, all that stuff. The biggest thing is can openers. And so we have different levels of how we serve people. And if they're in a motel and they're in and what we call transitional housing, then we adapt the meals to their needs, because if they go to food pantry, they're going to get so much food that they won't be able to store it all. So, but yeah, and I keep it all in the basement of the church, which I've got quite a bit of it because I keep getting donations and stuff, which is fine.
But Bridge of Hope, you started it, but it's completely local, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We only, the thing about it is we're county, and I had somebody said, well, when you get money for a Bridge of Hope, does that go towards your church? I said, no. That goes to anybody that makes that call and stuff. And we interview them and see exactly where they're at in their station in life and what their needs are, and then we take care of it.
What inspired you to do that, Jay?
Well, it was just that there have been a couple of people that I've helped out that still stick in my mind, and mostly children and stuff. And the delight when they, you know, when they get a new coat. I also do vouchers through the thrift shop for Bridge of Hope, where they can go in and get their, you know, we've done Christmases. and I have a benefactor that helps me out quite a bit, and with very hefty donations. But he remains nameless. But he'll take care of families, and then I'll take part of family and stuff so that he can have Christmas. And, you know,
is Bridge of Hope that organization that you hope can fill in the cracks maybe when others can't?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, if I get somebody that is called domestic violence, I'll give them Passage's number. If they need anything like what's called W-2, I'll send them to Social Security office, because I do a lot of taxi cars for people to make their appointments, and they get work. They find work. And I mean, we've been really lucky that way. And we get them out off the, you know, get them started, get them on their way, make sure they make their appointments and stuff. Some got appointments, they go back and forth to Madison every day. So we chip in some cards for, you know, for them to, and it's for gas only, it's just fuel and stuff.
How do you stay, and I'm going to put it this way, positive working with so many circumstances that are so challenging, Jay? Is it hard?
It is hard sometimes, and we have success stories more than failure stories. A lady asked me one time when I was helping out a young lady who was abused, and she says, "How do you keep your faith?" And I looked at her and said, "You're standing at this building is my faith." So,
well,
and I get 100% backing from all the members of the church and stuff. So,
well, best wishes as you continue in that endeavor, which again, Bridge of Hope is entirely separate from Salvation Army, but you're the common link between the two. Yeah. Best wishes.
And the thing about it is with Bridge of Hope, if we have a person that's in dire need, I can contact Christy Doerr and get the ball rolling because, you know, sometimes it's hard to get into the system. And we do have people that we don't exchange names. That's everything is confidential, but we can change circumstances. So we know the which ones are playing the system and stuff. And there's not that many of them.
That's good. That's good. But that accountability piece is important to you. And
I have to answer to the board, what we call the vestry board. And supply with the numbers and names so they can send it to the Diocese of Milwaukee and let them know how we're doing.
Sounds good. Well, best wishes with your Red Kettle season. People might be surprised, but boy, if everybody chips in a little, it can turn out to be a lot.
It can turn out to be a lot. Yep.
Sounds good.
Thanks for having me.
Good to see you. Happy Thanksgiving and happy holidays.
Yeah, same to you.
J.B. Muller has been our guest on the morning show. Certainly, Jay's work is certainly something that we can all be thankful for in our community as we head into Thanksgiving. Jay is the coordinates the bell ringing for the Red Kettle campaign. And to all of you who will provide support to the Red Kettle campaign, whether it's volunteering or making a financial contribution once, twice, or as many times as you see that bell ringer out there weathering the cold, it'll be appreciated. And again, if you'd like to help, including this weekend, you can contact our guest, J.B. Muller, at 608-647-3169.